Hello, hi. This is not an intro and this is not an advertisement either. This episode is the first video episode that we have done on our podcast and it was really fun for us to shoot it. Unfortunately, there are some technical issues in the audio due to which you might have some trouble understanding a few of the words, a few of the points that we are making in this podcast. I would really recommend to go ahead and watch it on YouTube if at all at any point you feel like this is beyond your understanding or you can't comprehend what we are saying. We have tried to put up subtitles wherever we could and the rest of it can be figured out by watching at us and looking at what we are doing. I hope you enjoy this one. Oh, also, and I want to clarify this, that if you are a religious person, then we want to just assure you that in no way do we mean any harm or any offense or any insult to your religion in particular. We have tried to be very careful around it, but we do understand that we might have said something that might go ahead and make you feel personally targeted, but I can promise you that that was not our motive. And also, we might say some things definitely actually about the concept of religion altogether, so yep, try to have an open mind and we can go through this together. Welcome to the 28th episode of Mood Posting Hours, Phan Ki Baat.
So Himanshu, this is the first video episode that we are releasing.
Yeah,
on religion. So is it because you want कि अगर किसी कोई offend हो जाए तो हमारे इधर से picture निकाल के पुतले बना के जला सके?
Yeah. Like और अपने पुतले बना के मंदिर में डाल सके. It can be either of two, right?
Himanshu, I don't want your putla to be in a religious institution.
Right.
Because I want to do to your putla.
Before midnight or after midnight? What the fuck?
You know it.
What the fuck was this? I got molested.
I could also try this.
I got molested online. What the fuck?
Let's start. So Himanshu,
yeah.
Can't get over it, can you?
Yeah. Okay, let's start. Yeah.
So Himanshu, today's topic is basically, you know, we'll be talking about religion, atheism, various constructs around it. So tell me, at what age did you become an atheist?
Not an atheist. I'm not a person who follows a certain religion. I'm in the middle. Agnostic is a very cool term. Okay? Kyunki agar kal ko, if some god comes in and he's like, ye dekh thunder strike karke dikhata hu main. Ye dekh lightning aa raha hai. I'd believe him. Theek hai? Or till the time I die, koi aisa nahi karega. I'll die an atheist. You know, like I'm playing both the sides, basically.
So basically to Kashmir.
Yeah, exactly. Mera internet bhi bahut bekar hai. So
tera internet bhi bahut bekar hai.
Yeah. So yeah. What about you? Like do you like believe in the
I'm an 100% atheist. I became an atheist starting with a cool banne ke liye. At the time where I was religious, but I pretended to be an atheist. But then I got some sense into me and I realized ki nahin, what the fuck? Like, nahin, why? Yeah. Because I think in a country or society like ours, it is very difficult to be born atheist because most of our parents are not atheists. And even if someone's parents are atheists, their distant relatives, they sort of force that onto the child. Ki haan, like dad bol denge ki, you know, isko nahi, at least sikhao thoda. Like, he should know.
Sikhao.
That's their code language.
Yeah. Isko sikhao thoda. Mandir leke jao. No, fuck mandir. Like, isko sikhao thoda. Religions institute lekar jao. You know. Yeah.
And wahi hota ki, like, they will, it progresses at a point where you don't believe. Because as a kid, you see superficial shit all the time. Like even the stuff made by science and technology, you don't understand it. So you just be like, हाँ ये सही है. Like अगर मैं mobile phone देखूँगा, right? As if I'm a kid and I look at a mobile phone, I don't really understand how the fuck is this possible for me to connect to someone without even you know having something.
Yeah.
And air conditioner, which is a machine. I look at shows जहाँ पे gadgets निकल रहे हैं, जहाँ पे वो watch घुसाने से alien बन जा रहा है, SPD and I believe all that. So this is just another in a long list of shit that I don't know anything about. And जब बाकी सब तो ये भी सच होगा ही. And also like we have a body that is literally our source of knowledge for everything, which is our parents.
Yeah.
They also agree to it कि हाँ चलो इसका इन्होंने बोला है तो सही होगा. Like they are the person that I'm learning everything from. So at that point, you start believing in it at a very early stage, and then when you grow up with it, it is always there in you. Like I'm an atheist, but still mere har ek cheez mein kahin na kahin wo thoda sa chupa hua hai. Like I'll go past a temple, and since I'm born in a Hindu family, I'll just you know pray a little. I'll just fold my hands.
Don't say the H word, please. We don't have the budget.
I'll say it, Himanshu.
मेरे को लगा ही था shit. Okay.
हाँ Himanshu.
Yeah. मेरे को वही. I was thinking कि कौन से word पे जाएगा. Yeah.
Mood posting ours.
Yeah. नहीं नहीं ये ज़्यादा. So like I. Yeah. Oh यार हाँ देख. No so like. Why? और कौन है डूड इट्स हृतिक रोशन इट्स हृतिक नो बट लाइक व्हाट यू आर सेइंग इज लाइक कंप्लीटली लाइक आई अंडरस्टैंड
अली सिंह
छी डूड हो गया
अच्छा ओके
सो लाइक नो बट कमिंग बैक ओके व्हाट यू आर सेइंग इज आई कंप्लीटली
हर्षप्रीत सिंह नेहा कक्कर का पति
छी व्हाई डू यू नो दिस
I don't know. Facebook watch, to be very honest.
Oh, fuck, yaar. Facebook watch. Yeah, so yeah, like coming back, like what you're saying is like I completely agree because I've been through the same where you're forced to believe that there is a certain power that we all have to worship to and like whatever you ask for, you'll get it. Okay? Like I was told this since my childhood. तो मैं क्या करता था ना लाइक बिफोर माई एग्जाम्स लाइक 5 days बिफोर माई एग्जाम जिस पेन से मैं एग्जाम लिखने वाला हूँ आई कीप दैट इन फ्रंट ऑफ द आइडल ठीक है 5 दिन के लिए थिंकिंग कि समथिंग विल हैपन एंड ऑल द पावर विल कम इनटू दिस पेन और मैं मस्त पास हो जाऊंगा ठीक है बट लाइक आई केप्ट डूइंग इट फॉर लाइक 8 exams और कुछ नहीं हुआ सो आई वाज लाइक नहीं कुछ तो है मतलब कुछ तो गड़बड़ है like it took me 8 exams to figure that out. So yeah, I get what you're trying to say.
And it was very twisted because somewhere our parents knew that it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Right. Like, imagine this. Our parents, like my parents, are not atheist. I don't know about yours. But like even though they'll ask me ki na ye karo, wo karo, somewhere they know that this doesn't work. Like mehnat tumko hi karni padegi. ये तो लाइक यू हैव देयर ब्लेसिंग्स एंड देन आई लाइक मेहनत कर ही रहा हूं मैं पढ़ ही रहा हूं तो मेरे को ब्लेसिंग्स क्या चाहिए एंड देन लाइक लक बड़ी चीज होती है
या
एंड होगी मे बी एंड लाइक आई हैव स्टडीड सो मच आई लिटरली वर्कड सो हार्ड फॉर दिस आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू फ्लंक माय एग्जाम बिकॉज आई वाज यू नो एरोगेंट एंड स्टबर्न इनफ टू नॉट गो अहेड एंड स्पेंड 15 मिनट्स ऑफ माय टाइम डूइंग समथिंग व्हिच डजंट इवन रिक्वायर समथिंग टू यूज ऑफ मी
इट्स आल्सो लाइक इन इंडियन सोसाइटी स्पेसिफिकली If you do something great, okay? If you do something great, it's like, अरे भगवान का आशीर्वाद था और लाइक अरे लाइक he was blessed.
अल्लाह बट या अल्लाह ने कर दिया फिर जीसस व्हाटएवर लाइक
या
ओके one thing to clarify here. It's very easy for you to think that we're talking about your religion or your god.
Yeah.
Because literally all religion and all gods, they are based on the same template. Like her religion में there are things which are common and almost like, all.
Like whenever you talk about one thing, people just assume कि अरे मेरे को अटैक किया लाइक खुद पे विक्टिम कार्ड प्ले कर देते हैं. लाइक ऑल रिलीजन्स हैव वन एक्सट्रीमिस्ट ग्रुप जो जाके सब कुछ तोड़ रहा है, वन पीसफुल ग्रुप जो बोल रहा है अरे नहीं नहीं हमारा बहुत सही है, वन गाय हु इज मैड, ठीक है, जो कुछ भी बोल देता है जाके, ठीक है. लाइक ऑल रिलीजन्स हैव दोस लाइक फिक्स्ड वंस. सो या नो बट व्हाट
आई थिंक No, I don't think that there are people like that who would watch the podcast.
Yeah.
But if you are letting you know, try to keep an open mind. We respect your religion. I don't believe in your religion, but I respect in your value or your faith, whatever it is. So how about you respect mine? So yeah, coming back.
So
I agree. Ki na wo hota hai ki, oh, you know what? Isne iski mehnat rang lai aur iske dua kabool hui.
Yeah. And like when you do something, when you do something great, na, it's like isko, like he is blessed with by the God. Like ye bhagwan ka kiya hai. And but at the same time, if you fail, it's never it's never God. It's like tune mehnat nahi kiya. You know? Like it's never like ki are bhagwan ne bhagwan ki wajah se fail hua. Because God never wants bad for you. That's somehow ingrained in everybody's mind. Like people just stop believing in things like chances or probability or luck when they try, when they believe in religion, you know.
So I think luck also becomes a superficial thing along with it, it's probability and statistics. But isme ek aur cheez aata hai, they will never talk about ki ho sakta hai tune bhagwan se sahi se ya fir, you know, you didn't ask your God in the right way, you didn't pray, you know, they won't say ki tere prayers mein kahin kam
rahegi.
तूने मेहनत नहीं की एंड इट्स लाइक हो सकता है बट मेरे प्रेयर्स अच्छे नहीं हुए, व्हाई डू यू नॉट कंसीडर दैट.
यप
बट डोंट दैट समथिंग दैट कम्स एट दिस पॉइंट.
या मैन लाइक इट्स मेस्ड अप. लाइक एक बार ना क्या हुआ था, इट वाज द फर्स्ट ऑफ जैन, ऑलराइट, लाइक फर्स्ट ऑफ जैन, एंड आई क्लियरली रिमेंबर दिस बिकॉज लाइक माय आंट शी इज लाइक सुपर रिलीजियस, सो शी टुक मी माय मॉम एंड माय सिस्टर टू वन प्लेस, इट्स अ very important place in like the country ka religion whatever prospect whatever it is. So, I'm trying really hard to not take me. So we went there and of course it's the first of Jan, first day of the year, so bahut bheed hai udhar. Hum log VIP line karke gaye udhar, theek hai, VIP line jo rehta hai, jo 150 ki jagah tumko 400 ka ticket leke jana padta hai, वो करके गया अंदर, ठीक है. वी बुक्ड अ सेशन इन फ्रंट ऑफ द आइडल फॉर लाइक 30 मिनट्स, ठीक है, उधर बैठ के सब कुछ किया, कुछ कुछ किया, जो भी दूध वूध डाला, जो भी सब करना पड़ता है. दूध इज नॉट अ रिलीजियस थिंग, ओके, यू कांट सेल,
बट और कोई नहीं डलवाता.
या सो
आई एक ही लिंग डलवाता है.
आई एम ड्रॉपिंग हिंट्स, आई एम नॉट टेकिंग नेम्स, बट आई एम ड्रॉपिंग हिंट्स. वो सब किया हमने आधा घंटा बैठ के, एंड आई वाज लाइक रियली मेस्मराइज्ड क्योंकि मैं बच्चा था. सो आई वाज लाइक मैं पूरा पूरा भक्ति से करूंगा, मैं पूरा आंख बंद रखूंगा, मैं कहीं पे भी आंख नहीं खोलूंगा, यू नो दैट थिंग दे टेल यू. सो मैं आधा घंटा वो सब किया, सब कुछ हो गया, हम निकल गए. अगले दिन मैं फ्रैक्चर हो गया, ठीक है. आई डोंट नो हाउ दैट वर्क्स मैन. लाइक मैं पूरा सब किया फिर भी मैं फ्रैक्चर हो गया. सो पीपल आर लाइक अरे नहीं नहीं तूने, तेरा मन सच्चा नहीं था. आई एम लाइक हाउ डू यू डिफाइन अ सच्चा मन, व्हाई?
लाइक व्हाट डिफाइंस, हाउ डू यू डिफाइन द सच्चानेस ऑफ अ मन, लाइक व्हाट इज इट प्रोपोर्शनल टू
ऑफ एन 11 ईयर ओल्ड, you know, like now when I look back at it, अभी अगर ये सब होगा तो I am okay. Like अभी मैं इतना सब करके भी I get fractured, then it's okay. But 11 year old, मेरे दिल में कुछ नहीं था, dude. तभी मेरा दिल सच्चा था. I don't know.
Like if right now I fail an exam and someone comes in and tells me कि नहीं नहीं हर्ष तूने मेहनत नहीं की होगी ऐसा नहीं. अरे मैंने मेहनत की थी, मेरा मन सच्चा नहीं रहा.
Yeah.
Like, of my sachchaness of my mind.
मैं MX player पे videos देख रहा था.
MX टक टक. Starting में when you become an atheist, it's just because the idea of fuck God sounds very lucrative to you. It's like fuck every authority that there
is. It's almost like कि you've been ingrained with a typical mindset for like 12-13 years of your life. That when you hear like ki, oh, there are people who believe in the opposite thing as well. Like that happens at that age, right? Like any new thing that comes your way, you're like, oh shit, I have to believe in it, because there are less people on that side, which means it has to be cool, you know, like that was sort of one reason. But also, like, over the period when you get educated, when you are exposed to like different things in the world, you sort of come to know ki nahi ye sab scam ho raha hai, you know, like slowly. It's a slow process, but it's a certain process ki nahi samajh mein aa hi jata hai. And so that happens,
and I think gradually with this, the convincing power of your parents starts to fall, like in your own eyes. You know, when you're young, you're like, yeah, they have taught me values, they've taught me this, and then like you grow up and you realize that religion isn't really this, and you sort of then look back and you're like, these, you would believe that something that's there, you know, controlling our destiny. And then you're like, okay, I mean, it's almost like
if they want to believe, if they feel that it's safe, you know, as long as it's not getting extreme. Because one of the many reasons that people believe in a religion or a certain religion is because there is no other way. You know, once you are fearful, once you're afraid of like this being, once you're afraid of a certain God, you have to believe in it. There is no other way. You know, like once you, because it's like, it's almost like a channel of your thoughts. Because there's nothing else to blame everything that's happening, everything that's going wrong with your life in. There is nothing else to blame it. This is a one channel where you could be like, oh shit, main iska ye sab karunga. I'll do everything for this God. I'll do everything for this religion. I'll do everything. I might get the returns. So there's that hope. And that hope then spirals down into, नहीं अभी और करना पड़ेगा, अभी और करना पड़ेगा, अभी और करना पड़ेगा. सो दैट्स हाउ इट प्रोग्रेसेस
इन द व्हिच वी आर गेटिंग एन आंसर टू विद कमिंग टाइम्स. तो टाइम्स में इट वाज आई थिंक ओके एंड इट वाज लॉजिकल, लाइक आई एम यूजिंग द वर्ड लॉजिकल फॉर पीपल हु बिलीव इन रिलीजन, बट इट वाज प्रीटी लॉजिकल फॉर देम टू बिलीव इन रिलीजन एट दैट पॉइंट, बिकॉज़ यू डोंट हैव द आंसर्स टू इट एंड it doesn't seem like you're getting the answer anytime soon. But now we're closer to it, right? And what the world we live in is pretty fucked in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Like,
no one's happy, the economy is down and all of it. And if you're supposed to believe that someone up there is controlling it, then he is a pretty fucked up person.
Yeah.
Because he's not doing a great job, or he's making things worse for everyone. Like, see, no one's happy.
Yeah, but this point of yours, ki like back in the day it was pretty logical and now it's not. It's also because we are now exposed to other cultures, you know, like we are now exposed to other people, and then you're like, oh, tum log ka bhi fuck up hua hai kya, hum log ka bhi hua hai, oh, iski wajah se hua hai, hamara bhi iski wajah se hua hai. It's like we are exposed to ki, oh, there can be other religions and all of them are bad. You know, like. And that's why I believe that's why small town India, there still exist these practices. Because now, if you look at the bigger cities, almost all the religions institutes, like jitna bhi tha, they are slowly losing their whatever aura it was. And now it's almost turning into a tourist destination. You know, it's not the place where you used to go to worship a god anymore. It's just an interesting spot. It's just a famous spot that you have to go to. जब भी तुम मुंबई दर्शन कर रहे थे को उस वहाँ पे जाना है तेरे को वहाँ पे जाना है वहाँ पे जाना है. It's three different places, three different religions, but you're not going at any of those places thinking कि ओ मेरा ये problem है मेरे को ये करना है. You're not going there for that. You're just going there क्योंकि it's a famous destination. So that's somehow, like, people are somehow becoming more logical with it. People are now realizing ki acha nahi ye nahi hai, like I have to, mere ko karna padega mehnat.
So jumping into that, I have another very interesting point here where you talk about the transformation of religion. Like, it went from being a belief to being something touristy, right? I have another thing, ki how religion has transformed into politics, okay? And yeah. which is around the world at this point. Because no kid grows up thinking ki I will, like my faith is in this party. Like no parent is teaching ki na tum is party mein bharosa karo, is party ki puja karo. But then each started associating themselves with a particular religion. And they're like, since they already believe in religion, I'll not have to do more additional efforts to make them believe in us as well. Like we already have their faith and it's blind.
So so when you're talking about, I know which party you're talking about, I know which religion.
No, I'm actually not talking about that.
Yeah, party. Like I'm not, but just whatever, like okay, so okay, you're not talking about, but I want to talk about that, okay? Because now we look at religion and we are like, are religion bad? Religion is like yeah, sub violence wagera and all of that. It's bad. Basically, 2020, like post 2005, 2010s, religion has done more bad than good. You know, like that we can all agree. But back in the colonial era, okay, in India itself, the H word, okay. I'm trying to censor it. Okay, so अबे नहीं ये तो बोल सकते हैं ना क्योंकि इट्स नॉट दिस सो आई जस्ट से इट देन यू डिसाइड सो देयर इज अ डिफरेंस बिटवीन हिंदुइज्म एंड हिंदुत्ववाद ओके एंड इट स्टार्टेड बैक इन कॉलोनियल ईरा व्हेन लाइक जब भी ब्रिटिशर्स वगैरह आए थे ना सो दे आर लाइक अरे तुम सब इंडियन लोग तुम लोग बहुत सैवेजेस हो तुम लोग ये हो तुम लोग वो बट बिफोर दैट व्हेन वी वर रूल्ड बाय द मुगल्स और इवन व्हेन द ग्रीक केम इन फॉर अ बिट when the Persians were here, they didn't say any of it because they also believed in a certain religion. We also believed in a certain religion and we all lived in harmony. But Britishers are, and they are like, "Arey, tum log pagal ho. You guys are savages. You guys are basically Dothraki from Game of Thrones." That's what they considered India. So for that, a lot of Indian leaders back then, like let's say Raja Ram Mohan Roy back in Kolkata, or Veer Savarkar, they united Indians on the basis of religion. So like religion that time united India and that spiraled down into freeing India from the Britishers. So if you look at it, a huge chunk of responsibility of like getting independence, getting freed from the Britishers has to do with religion, which people don't talk about right now. They are more spiraled down into the God aspect of the thing rather than the community, the harmony aspect of it. So that's why it's more fucked up right now.
See, I think religion has a lot of pros and cons, okay?
Yeah.
There are a lot many times that I'm actually jealous of people who can believe in religion because there is a certain hope associated with it. Like if there's a person jiska life pura fucked hai, at the end of the day, they can still sleep peacefully knowing that there's someone up there who's controlling their lives. Like they are not the one who's responsible for whatever happens in their life.
Yeah.
They are not, because there's someone looking out for them up above. It's always been that way. Like that sense of comfort, we either try to provide it through God or we try to provide it through someone who passes away. Like if there's someone pass away, they're like, they're looking down on you. They're making sure everything goes right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Beliefs like that, it makes it very easier. It's very reassuring because they believe that much faith. For us, hum to khali bol rahe ki, okay, yeah, this is how we feel and this is how. But they, like, this is how they might think, but that is what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in many ways, religion is also very liberating.
Yeah.
It is very comforting. But the problem is when people cling to their religion more than the concept of logic or humanity itself.
Hmm. Yeah. So like basically when they go extreme, like every religion is good till they are in their own bounds. Like once they go extreme, once they are like, ki, mere, like my God is telling me to do this. Once they get into that zone, then it's fucked up. Then it's like, nahi, tu zyada ho raha.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of relatives who got extreme religious once a tragedy struck them, you know, like once koi aise ghar mein death hua, once like something really bad happened, then they got extremely religious thinking ki this might help. Like because I have lost all of my hopes, I have lost everything. I'm shattered right now. This is one way of people somehow thinking ki, like, this will help. Let's try it out. So that's a, like, and it's not even bad. Like, as long as it's helping you, as long as a religion is helping you to become better, it's not bad.
I'll just make a small correction to it. As long as it's helping you become better without harming someone else's peace of mind.
Yeah.
Right? Because that has also become a factor. Abhi jab to dekha, religion ke naam pe log abhi bhi unite ho rahe on a lot of, right? But now it is, pehle jo tha, pehle bhi it was a propaganda, which was a good propaganda. Like uniting India free from the Britishers, it is a good propaganda. But right now, the propaganda is very personal to whoever's fueling it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Pehle, India ko free karwa the, it was not like ki hum log free karwa ke hum kabza kar denge. It was just like, it's inhuman. The behavior that we are going through is inhuman. Let's get ourselves out of this. Now, it is very different because it's the same games going on. But ab hai ki, once we have their faith in our hands, then we can use it to get on top of it and make some changes as per and like do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, because also now, if you look pre-1970s or pre-1980s, the world, okay, the entire world was torn into wars, colonialism, capturing, like wo sab ho raha hai, udhar civil war ho raha hai, udhar cold war ho raha hai, world war ho raha hai, sab kuch ho raha hai. So at that time, people needed religion to get out of it. So like at that time, we needed unity and brotherhood and all of that concept to get out of the bad days. Now we are good. Like post 2010s, post 2000s, we are good. We are comfortable. Now it's used in ki nahi abhi kuch na kuch karna hai. Now it's used in fueling wars. You know, like let's say what's happening out there in Palestine and like Israel. Which like
is right.
I don't like I've read both parts of the story and I still can't decide which one's correct because it's been going on since 1,000 years. So now you don't have the context ki ye cheez jab hua tha, was it right or wrong? You know, kyunki 1,000 years from now, everything will demolish, but the hoardings of a political leader, they will stay. Okay. So, log, no, just stay with it. Stay with me, okay? So, log wo dekhkar bolenge, arey kya mast leader tha yaar, kya mast prime minister tha. Like, wo log wo bolenge na. People will listen to his bath that he does on Sundays, and then people will listen to that and like, what a prosperous country it was, you know? Yeah. But only we know how it was. So the context. Yeah. Vanishes, and that's how religion survives.
Which brings me to this one question that I wanted, like I wanted some perspective on, is do you think, like you know how it's like, agar bro Siachen nahi hota to like agar Pakistan nahi hota to nationalist hota kya?
Yeah.
Similarly, if you think ki agar religion nahi hota, do you think there would be more murders and rapes or wars or like all sorts of the immoral crimes, inhumane behaviors than it is right now or that we ended up having altogether?
Yeah. I don't think religion is the factor. I think it's people and their beliefs. Because if there was no religion, uske pehle people used to believe in their king. Theek hai? So what used to happen is before Jesus, theek hai, kya hota tha na? In specifically in Egyptian and Roman civilizations, Europe pura, tabhi wahan pe religion wagera sab nahi tha. So what they used to do is they used to worship their king. But the problem used to be, koi bhi agle din utke raja ko maar sakta hai. You know?
Yeah.
Koi bhi, because raja is a physical thing. The king is a physical entity, he is there. So, कोई भी जाके उसको मार सकता है. So, will you say कि अरे इस बंदे ने राजा को मारा, so he is greater than the राजा? Would you say that?
Yeah.
So people used to think that way. So that's why the concept of religion sort of came in. And they were like, nay, let's make it something which doesn't exist. Or which doesn't exist at this stage, but we'll believe in it. ताकि अगले दिन उठ के somebody can't be like कि अरे ये ले मैं तेरा ये जो idol है इसको फेंक रहा हूँ and he'd be like अरे मैंने तेरे idol को फेंका I am greater than the idol but that doesn't happen because you're believing in it you're not worshiping it anymore you're believing in it so to answer your question no war like religion is not the reason for war it's people and their beliefs
See, I completely agree. It's people and the beliefs, but the beliefs are dictated very much by the religion itself. So you can't be like, ki, "Arey, log chutiya hai." Like if let's say taking a political party into a construct, right? It's obviously always going to be, ki, "Yeah, they believed in that political party, so log chutiya." But at one point, you have to get the supreme or like the superseding body take some accountability for it. Because you can't go back and be like itna bada cheez hua so if you say ki log chutiye hain you have to find out ki acha ye wala aadmi chutiye ye wala aadmi chutiye ye wala aadmi chutiye ye wala aadmi chutiye and you can't do that united by one common thing and that is the very thing they put their faith in so and that has to be held accountable
and that's why this is extremely interesting kyunki if people of a certain religion go and do a crime theek hai a terrorist attack or whatever If people of a certain religion go and do that, I'm not targeting any religion. Okay? Any religion, okay? If they go and do that, people would be like, "Ki is religion ke log ne kiya." Okay? But they can't blame the religion directly, because religion is not monitored. You know, ki tu jaake us religion ke bhagwan ko complain nahi kar sakta. You know, as opposed to people from a certain nationality going and doing crimes. Then you can reprimand them by like ki are tumhare prime minister ko bata denge or like tumko udhar mein jail mein dal denge you can do that thing but in religion there is no concept of unity but at the same time they are all united you know there is no monitoring
one interesting thing is it's not just about monitoring but it's also about the how widespread it is okay agar kal jaake koi let me say Christian, because I don't think Christianity will like if you say some like use it as an example, anyone will get offended.
People will understand.
It's just an example.
Let's say.
no, I'm not saying. Those are not smart.
वो लोग केक में बांटता है यार प्रसाद में.
But let's say a Christian goes ahead and does something, right? And you start saying ki yeah, the whole of Christianity is bad. There are other people among you who also have the same beliefs in that. So you can't blame a particular religion, but you can blame the religion in itself, like the concept of religion in itself. Like, agar let's say if I am fighting for my particular religion, okay, mera XYZ religion, uska naam hai Santra.
Yeah.
Random.
I believe.
Let's Santra going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. तो आई हैव संतरा ठीक है मैं अपने रिलीजन कोड में संतरा लिखता हूँ नाउ इफ समथिंग हैपेंस एंड लाइक इफ आई डू इट बिकॉज ऑफ व्हाट संतरा रिलीजन में मेरे को कुछ बोला जाता है देन यू कांट गो अहेड एंड से कि संतरा खराब है यू हैव टू से कि लाइक द लाइक यू कैन जस्ट से कि ओवरऑल रिलीजन में जो भी है लाइक द दैट दिस इज अ दिस इज हैज बीन एडेड टू अ लॉन्ग रन लाइक लॉन्ग लिस्ट ऑफ wars or calamities that were triggered because of the very concept of religion you at any point can't go ahead and blame one religion
yeah
which interesting point tune bola ki religion why religion originated right it's also about each of the religious practices that came into the picture for example I'll use a very non-religion example to demonstrate this do you know why sex is such a taboo like talking about sex is such a taboo
No. So
obviously there is no sure shot way for us to know but one such very interesting theory is ki pehle resources bahut kam the right and people had like people were reproducing like crazy like imagine agar mere ko pehle pata chalta sex for experiments like it's all cool wagera main bhi matlab agar milta to karta hi so then people were scared that we are going to be running out of resources कि हमारे पास खाने को खाना नहीं बचेगा, विल नॉट हैव समथिंग. सो एज अ मेजर ऑफ सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट बैक देन दे सेड कि सेक्स के बारे में बात करना इलीगल है. लाइक सेक्स इज इट नॉट इलीगल बट लाइक दे स्टार्टेड मेकिंग सेक्स टैबू कि लेट्स नॉट टॉक अबाउट सेक्स दैट ऑफन, ताकि लाइक पीपल स्टॉप रिक्रिएटिंग एट द फकिंग रेट दैट दे आर राइट नाउ. एंड दैट इज जस्ट वन ऑफ द थ्योरीज. ओके, दैट इज जस्ट वन ऑफ द थ्योरीज. आई एम नॉट सेइंग दिस इज द शॉर्ट शॉर्ट वे, बट अ लॉट ऑफ व्हाट हैपेंड इज वेरी मच रिवॉल्व्ड अराउंड दिस कि कुछ ना कुछ उस टाइम पे सोचा. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, मेंस्ट्रुएशन के टाइम पे वुमन इज नॉट अलाउड टू गो टू अ टेम्पल और द किचन, राइट? द आइडिया ऑफ दैट इज इंस्क्राइब्ड इन द रिलीजन, बट उसका बेसिक फॉर्मुलेशन इज कि यू नो उस टाइम पे बहुत डिफिकल्टीज होता है एंड दे रियलाइज दैट दिस इज अ टाइम दैट दे शुडंट रियली वर्क टू मच, सो दे आर आस्क्ड टू नॉट गो देयर एंड नॉट परफॉर्म एनी ड्यूटीज. दे अंडरस्टैंड कि हाँ, लेटर इट इज कंसीव्ड एज इम्प्योर, बट दैट वॉज नॉट द आइडिया. तो इट्स बेसिकली चाइनीज विस्पर, कि वो तब कुछ था, वो बंद बंद के कुछ आता चला गया.
सो इट्स लाइक रियली मेसेस अप विद, बिकॉज इफ यू ट्राई टू टीच अ प्रीस्ट अबाउट साइंस एंड हाउ बेसिकली साइंस वर्क्स एंड हाउ लाइक आफ्टर लाइफ इज प्रैक्टिकली इम्पॉसिबल, इट्स लाइक दे आर लाइक टू डिफरेंट आइडियाज, यू नो. बिकॉज आई हैड दिस आइडिया कि उस दिन मैं तारक मेहता देख रहा था, ठीक है, एंड उसमें देयर इज अ कैरेक्टर नेम्ड अय्यर, ओके, सो एंड अय्यर इज सपोज टू बी अ साइंटिस्ट, ठीक है, और यू नो अय्यर ही सेज दिस एग्जैक्ट थिंग, ओके, ही इज अ साइंटिस्ट, ओके, एंड ही सेज कि मुझको मेरे हर जन्म में बबीता जैसा पत्नी चाहिए, एंड यू तो साइंटिस्ट है, थोड़ा तो शर्म कर ले यार, प्लीज.
Yeah. The idea here is ki even if you are a man of science, right, a lot of these things you never question really. Like, I'm a man of science. I like exploring jitna fiction hum hata sakte life se utna better. Like, abhi bhi kitna kuch hai na jo tere ko kahin na kahin tere andar hai ki nahin, we don't have an answer to it. Find answers to that. Why just keep it at that? Let's look for answers. So, but then there is a lot of things that we don't really question. Like, we don't go around questioning, like, hum log aisa kyun karte? Or why, what is this concept? And the same thing happens here. Like, as a scientist, you don't think, yaar, punarjanam, it's just there in your head. And you just keep going on with it. You never actually stop and question, ki, oh, what the fuck did I just say? I just said ki punarjanam hoga. Right?
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, It's also really, you know, it's really time consuming to debate it with the people who really believe in it. It's fucking time consuming. I've tried it so many times and it's just like they keep coming back to one really important question, which is like, achha, agar tera science sab kuch prove kar sakta hai, toh bata duniya kisne banaya? Which is okay, which is a valid question because it's still not proven by science or by religion. But yeah, you have to keep some things ambiguous and that's okay. But they are like, nahi, nahi, tu bata duniya kisne banaya, Bhagwan ne banaya, teko nahi pata. Arre, auntie, chup ho jao yaar. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Nahi, a lot of it is fucked up because when you look at, like even if you look at the way every god is played out, right? They are said to be living among humans, all the gods. In every religion, it's not like the god existed and they're like, okay, fuck, let's make humans. Every god is actually playing with humans, where they're either saving human lives or they're saving a section of human lives or they're fighting someone or blah, 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 whatnot. And they're always existing in human forms. So the idea becomes that these people were there, right? Us time bhi insaan. To agar inhone aane ke baad insaan banaya, then why did they blend in with them to become a, like, what is this? Is this like a virtual reality 3D game? What? Like, ye tumka version of Sims hai ki tumne duniya banaya aur fir tum khud hi usme jaake zindagi jee rahe ho. Not how it works.
Create a character. So a lot of these, the stories that we hear, ki like भगवान ऐसे ऐसे आके इधर इधर आके ये हेल्प करके गया. इट्स ऑल्सो अ लॉट ऑफ फोकलोर. इट इज नॉट प्रूवन एट ऑल यू नो बिकॉज अ लॉट ऑफ इट इज जस्ट मेथोलॉजी एंड विच इज रियली इंटरेस्टिंग टू रीड बट नॉट टू बिलीव यू नो. इट इज सपोज टू बी रेड ठीक है बट पीपल आर लाइक नहीं 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 मेरे को इतना सही लगा कि मैं इसको मेरे को इसका रीइनैक्टमेंट देखना है वो भी रियल लाइफ में यू नो लाइक दे वांटेड टू गेट अडैप्टेड इनटू रियलिटी लाइक
व्हिच ब्रिंग्स मी टू द आइडिया ऑफ बीइंग एन एथियस्ट इन इंडिया एंड हाउ इज दैट.
सो लाइक आई एम नॉट अ कंप्लीटली एथियस्ट बिकॉज I like the experiences that you get when you are traveling with like your family or anyone to a certain religious spot. Okay, because the experiences are really good, you know, because because a lot of these spots are like situated in like some really beautiful location, like all of that, like when you go there, it's just, it sort of feels good. You know, it feels better. You kabhi hill station pe jana padta hai. कभी इट्स लाइक समवेयर इन द ओशन तो तेरे को पानी पे से जाना पड़ेगा यू नो लाइक कभी इट्स
यू हैव टू वॉक ऑन वाटर एंड बेसिकली टू रीच दैट.
या एग्जैक्टली वही किया था मैंने. सो या यू हैव टू डू ऑल ऑफ दैट. सो नो सो व्हाट आई एम सेइंग इज कि व्हेन आई एम विद अ सर्टेन ग्रुप आई लाइक आई एक्सेप्ट देम यू नो. व्हेन आई एम ट्रैवलिंग विद माय आंट एंड माय मॉम they are taking me to a temple. I'm like, chalo, arre, bahut sahi. Bolo jai, jo bhi kuch. You know, I completely embody that idea. But at the same time, when I'm with my friends and they are like, arre, chalna, apan udhar mandir chalte. I'm like, dude, dekho, tu sahi mein. That's the stage where I can maybe try to speak some logic into those people. But if I'm with somebody who like extremely believes in it, like, maybe my mom, maybe my sister, like whoever it is. So I'm okay with it. I'm like, if you want to believe in it, I won't like, kyunki wo bhi kya bolenge, tu 18 saal ka hai, teko kya bata? You know, that's what they will say. So yeah. I'm like, I'm okay with whatever people are following, as long as it doesn't interfere with the rest.
And a lot of these ideas, na, jaise tune bola ki tu 18 ka tere ko kya pata? When you actually start speaking against it, they will start using a very like very ambiguous insults. Like when you're answering your mom back and you make a very logical point which she has no comeback to, and she'll be like, "Bada ho gaya ab to." Like, well, that is a fact. Like, zyada bada ho gaya tu. What is zyada bada? What else did you expect? Like time par hai, aap bhi zyada bade ho gaye ho.
Yeah.
And then they are like, then they say things like, ab tu hume padha likha nahi samajhta, ya ab zyada pad likh liya tu.
Oh yeah.
You were the ones paying the fees.
So mereko kyu dala college mein? Maine nahi dala.
Yeah. And imagine this, no, like they are very much accepting ki now that you're educated, you don't believe the idea of religion or like plain things. And you are right, but I know you mean it as an insult and my brain can't process it why it is an insult.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you talk to any religious person, they would emphasis on education equally how they emphasize on their religion. You know, for them, education, theek hai, but it's not the topmost priority in their minds. You know, in their minds, there is also a certain unexplained power that, like, it's more than education. It's more than all of us. It's beyond all of us. So for them, it's not just ki, like, bada hoke, padhai karke, ye sab karke, you know everything. There are still stuff that you won't know once you are educated, but you might know if you like really believe into what, like this certain ideology. So, which is not bad, which is like, okay, if you want to believe in it, it's completely fine because it helps. So, yeah.
And one very interesting thing is being an atheist in India ka sabse bada challenge that I've seen I'll just paint an example, okay? Imagine you're a group of three friends, just no saath mein baitho. You have to imagine that you have two friends, but use your imagination, use your creativity. So let me know once friends you are done imagining you have two friends.
Like aise matlab two different people, like
just... two different people.
Okay, a little difficult, but I'll get through it. Yeah, go on.
Does in your imagination your two friends look also like you?
Yeah.
But okay. Hey, Himanshu.
Yeah.
But you have two of your friends, right? Now imagine that the other two Himanshus are atheist, and you believe in religion. What do you think the other two Himanshus will do?
Like as a Himanshu. Yeah. So as a Himanshu. This elite species on this planet, I would be completely fine with it, man. I would like people have their reasons, people have their beliefs, so it's completely fine whatever people choose. So yeah,
perfect. Chill. Now imagine that these other two Himanshus believe in a particular religion, and you're all three from ideally the same religion, and these other Himanshus believe in religion, but you are an atheist. Now, what do you think these other two Himanshus will do?
As in, like, again, it's Himanshu. So Himanshus believe in peace and harmony. So, yeah.
But imagine two religious Himanshus there.
Oh, religious Himanshus. So that's something I've never seen. Fuck.
that is what happens. Now, yeah. If it's a group of three and like the other two are religious, they're ideally like, why are you an atheist?
Okay, yeah.
But if there are other two atheists and like one person is religious, they'll be like, haan, isko bolne de. And then they'll be like, haan, chudiya, haan, chudiya. And then,
main side mein jaake kun faya kun sunta hu. Tu bol le.
Yeah.
Because that song, dude, that song perfectly embodies what a religion is. You know, like every...
Not a religion should be.
Yeah. Like, I love that.
I think everyone does. Like, mera atheism, kon faya, kon khwaja, mere khwaja.
Yeah, khwaja, mere khwaja. We are saying the K word. So... Hold up.